So today is the Vyas Puja Mahamotsav, Srimad Bhakti Shirup, Siddhanti Maharaj, Intimate Associate of Srila Prabhupada. So we are very fortunate that we are here with the devotees in this month of Kartik, where they have kept us near them. So this is their Avirbhav Tithi, where they descend to this world. When they descend to this world, they do so by the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they descend as the associate, Srila Prabhupada. This is where many Mahabhagavats have appeared. So before, Prabhupada had given him this name, Siddhaswarup Brahmachari. So when he took Harinam Diksha, then Prabhupada sent him, gave him Maya, Harinam Diksha in Mayapur, and ordered him to preach. So this way, along with Bhaktivek Bharati Maharaj, who was also very intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada, very senior disciple, he used to go preaching with him. So Bharati Maharaj, he used to instruct Siddhanti Maharaj to do Katha Kirtan. He would do such Harikatha Kirtan that you see, a jiva bound by this material world doesn't know how to do sadhan bhajan. But Prabhupada had given him this name, Siddhaswarup. Because he was especially a great expert in how to make every living entity be established in his or her swarup. He would see where this particular thorn lies. Means which particular anartha lies in which place, and how this thorn anartha can be removed, and how the jiva can gradually proceed in this way. And he would immediately, if he would see any person, immediately he'd see what his anartha was, how he was entangled. Then he would cleanse that person. Like if you see, there's a doctor, he'll check your pulse. And just by checking your pulse, he can see what ailment you have, what kind of illness. So for Maharaj, he studied law in university. He knew all the laws of the Indian constitution. So Prabhupada used to say that the law you study is called a lawyer. So one is called a pleader, a lawyer, or is called an advocate. He said this law that you studied will not help you. Just by being a liar, it will not help you. If you can make the jivas free from all the anarthas, and if you can make them reach the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan, then this is your bhajan. So it's I give you Harinam Diksha now, giving you not just this name, Siddhaswarup, but you have this, you're especially competent in giving this Siddhaswarup to everyone. This is called Siddha Pranali. There's the Kram Mukti Marga and the Sadhya Mukti Marga. Means the gradual ascension of the jiva from the condition to the liberated stage, and then the immediate attainment of this liberated stage. So when jiva is ill, you give him proper medicine, you make him healthy, and you make him establish in his swarup. This is not something very easy. or ordinary. So Prabhupada, he told him, if you learn to serve, respect the Vaishnavas, then this Guru Kripa will flow through the Vaishnavas and enter your heart. And by serving Sri Guru, this Bhagavad Kripa will enter your heart. Now the Jiva, how can the conditioned soul be delivered? How can this Jiva attain this Bhagavad Sevadhikar? If you practice yourself, serve yourself, then you can get this Sevadhikar. Then what happened? So he went to preach Dhaka University in Bangladesh. Sadhus go house to house. But then they go to all these cities, they go to these reputed universities, all the important places of society, and they go there. So they're in college, in the university, for 7 days. There was some arrangement for preaching. So Bharati Maharaj, he was the leader of the preaching group. So he said, "Oh, Siddha Swarup, now you have to speak." So then Siddhanti Maharaj, when he started speaking, all the lecturers, principal, students, there was a big gathering. So first of all, he said, some were saying that was someone. See all these dacoits, thugs. Maya. They dress as hypocrite sadhus. Very hypocritically they dress. With deceit in their hearts. They desire this wealth and they go house to house. Cheating people. They cannot give this atma-gyan, atma-nishtha. So he's not a man of human being, he's a danov, he's a demon. Thug. Thug means cheater. So then this example was given. This is Ramakrishna Mission. He said this Ramakrishna Mission is mission full of cheaters. Demons. They dress as sadhus, they shave their heads, they wear red cloth. They eat chicken, they eat mutton, and they eat fish, they eat goats, buffaloes, they eat everything. You see, all these animals are sacrificed, and they eat. So what is used reading Gita Bhagavad, go play football. They say health is wealth, shastras, dispensable. So they speak many such things. So how long will this body remain? How long will you look after this body? If you don't have this Atma Gyan, how long will you remain in this mortal frame? So this way, when he started speaking Harikatha in a very grave way, then everyone, they became greatly agitated, all the sinners. There was a great fire then, raging within everyone's hearts. Oh, how could this fire be doused and extinguished? So then a call was made to Prabhupada. The Siddha Swarup has destroyed her preaching. He started speaking in such a way, there was a big fire. This way, this preaching spread like wildfire. There was immediate word of mouth. Everyone is published in newspapers everywhere. Prabhupada said his preaching is worth millions of rupees. Now everyone knows who Gaudiya Math. What the Gaudiya Math is. See, one who is a fearless speaker, who doesn't speak, who doesn't flatter others, who is not the slave of the whims of others. What is proper eloquence? proper eloquence or speech is to speak concisely, in essence, and to speak the unpalatable truth. So he said, I'm coming. You make all arrangements for me. And if any questions are, they can ask me. So Prabhupada himself came to that place. So then Bharti Maharaj again, assembly was organized. And then the number of listeners who came were like even greater, double, triple. There are so many questions. So then they said, Katanga Raja performed so many sacrifices that he sacrificed so many animals that even if you count all the dust particles of this world, they would pale in comparison. So Narada Rishi came, said, oh Maharaj, you've done so many sacrifices, you've given so much in charity, you know what is the fruit of what you've done? And he said, what will happen? This yajna I've done, because of this yajna, you have committed so many sins, collected so many anarthas, all these animals that you have killed. What will happen? He took some water on his hand and he sprinkled on his head, gave him this divine vision. Then what did he see? And he saw all the animals that he had sacrificed were standing in line. And each animal had an axe, sword, knife. They were all waiting in turn to kill Katanga. And as Katanga was walking, each and walking past every animal attacked him. And then now he was suffering. He could not live, he could not go anywhere. All the animals had surrounded him. So then he starts shouting in pain. Then he saw Narada Rishi and all the Rishi Maharshis. Then he came back to his consciousness. He said, oh, please save me, protect me. So when he started praying, Narada Rishi said, you see, sin will not leave anyone. If you do something wrong, you'll have to suffer. Who will take a share of your sins? You think, oh, I'll do something pious, then whatever sin I've committed will be counteracted. If I do something sinful, then my piety will be activated. You see, this the two scales are the same. They're two sides of the same coin. So he was suffering so much. See, the soul is very subtle, but the soul has two coverings, gross and subtle. The subtle and gross covering has covered the soul. You see, all the living entities that you have troubled, they will enter your body, in your gross body. They will trouble you so much. All these worms, germs, bacteria, they're all living entities. They've all entered inside your body. You see, if you've gouged someone's eye out, then your eye will be lost. If you've beat someone, then they will enter into your ears, they'll enter into your brain. The soul will not leave you. Because every soul is conscious. It's a conscious entity. It's not mundane, but inert. Without any reason, if you have inflicted some harm to any living entity, then even for the animals, haven't caused you any harm. See, the animals, you don't have that ability to offer these other living entities into the service of Bhagavan. And then you sacrifice them. And some people, they sacrifice animals, they eat their meat. Rather than making them reach Bhagavan's feet, you've killed them. Fill your belly. So say rishis, all the sages, they spoke to Katanga. They said, you sacrifice so many animals. Now all these living entities will enter into your body, and all the blood that you have drank, all the meat that you have eaten, they'll feed on you 10 times more. See, when you have gangrene, if any person has gangrene on his body, if he gets AIDS, cancer, then how much pain he has to suffer from? Will chemotherapy solve the problem? If a person has tuberculosis, enters inside his bones. See, even if they put so much poison inside his body, still he does not die. All the living entities are sure to take revenge because you've caused them so much harm. So Katanga Maharaj, he surrendered to the Rishi Maharshis and he started praying. Then he said, Pray not just for yourself, but for all the Atmas. Pray on their behalf to Sri Bhagavan. That life after life, oh Prabhu, all of them have turned, have become averse to you. And to enjoy, they're always engaged in enjoying. Whole lives are spent in this way, lording it over material nature. Say to Dharma for Artha, and then Artha for Kaam, for enjoyment. And when one becomes incapable of enjoying, then he goes towards Mukti. What will happen by this? Nothing will be had. As long as one is not surrendered to Sri Bhagavan, how will he be relieved? How will he be freed? One should atone. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung that my life is full of sin, no trace of piety. What have I done? I've only made others suffer. For my own happiness, for my own selfishness, I have made others suffer. And when others are happy, I am unhappy. So I'm full of such merciless selfishness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written this song on behalf of the conditioned souls. So when Katanga Maharaj surrendered to the Rishi Maharshis, then to make Katanga Maharaj free from this bhoga, to offer him in Bhagavan Seva, they instructed him. So those who dress as sadhus and then they collect ingredients for their enjoyment, they are not missionaries. They are not preachers. They are like demons. They are only engaged in destroying the world. So in this way, every point of theirs was delineated, and then the assembly was pacified. Mahaprabhu, he told Haridas Thakur Nityananda Prabhu that listen, you preach my order everywhere, go house to house, ask for this bhiksha, chant Krishna, repeat his names and follow his instructions. So he called them and he said, come here, only sitting in one place and chanting, no, it will not do. Go house to house, door to door, and go on preaching and make everyone engage in Krishna bhajan, become their siksha guru, strive for their well being. So Nityananda Prabhu said, alright, I'll go now. He said, whom should I go to? You go to those who are very inimical, who don't accept Bhagavan, very demoniac, enjoyers. So alright, I'll go to such enjoyers. Then he took Haridas Thakur, he went to Jagai Madai. Even Jagai Madai were ready to even beat Nityananda Prabhu still. They broke his head, still he didn't care. He said, even broken my head, still I'll not leave you. You do whatever you want to. You can shout at me, beat me, but I'll not leave you. I will not rest until I make you attain Bhagavan's lotus feet. They give up all these tendencies of yours.
unholy tendencies. So says Dharma Sadhu, he himself is established in this Sattvastu, makes everyone attain this Sandini Shakti. Prabhupada gave him this name, Siddha Swarup. In this way, when he started preaching with Bharati Maharaj, he'd go preaching everywhere. So because he did something, some mistake, but then he was maybe 30, 32 years of age. And Bharati Maharaj was also very heavy set, and he was also very built. But he just committed some small mistake. And then Bharati Maharaj took a big stick and he started beating him. And then everyone went and complained to Prabhupada that Bharati Maharaj has made Siddha Swarup. He's beat him so much. But the Siddha Swarup, he didn't complain. Then, he said, if you have to go preaching, he said, Prabhupada, if you give me this order, I'll go preaching. Yeah, whom will you go preaching with? They said, with Bharati Maharaj. But then I heard that he disciplines you very much, beating you. He said, he has this adhikar over me. If the elderly superiors don't chastise us, then who is our well-wishers? Who will desire our well-being or auspiciousness? Why should we take their adhikar away? They chastise us because they consider us to be their own. So I said, oh Prabhupada, this is your mercy. So Prabhupada became very happy. Then he went preaching. Then where would he go preaching? He'd go there in Kolkata in Dharmatala, Bado Bazaar. There's a mall there, Metro Cinema, surrounded by a hotel on all four sides, from all four sides, where they sell omelette, cutlet, fish pakora, and then chicken pakora, mutton pakora. Then they sell alcohol. They said this had been prevalent since the time of the British. Any decent person would not go to such a place. So he went right there preaching. When he would go to any shop, the owner would say, I have no time. Then he'd say, oh, come to our temple. Now we've come here. We'll listen to some Harikatha, I'll do Kirtan. He start Kirtan there. And they become very troubled by him, very disturbed. Then, but some, they would drink very much and they would dance behind him. They would take some pots and make some noise. So there in Hazrat Road in Kolkata, Bharati Maharaj, he has a temple there. There are all these drunkards. Once when he was doing Aarti, they reached his temple in the evening. And they started creating so much nuisance. Some fell, some did so many things. And this way again they came the next day. The next day they bought like a big pot of pakoras. Pakoras full of eggs, all these things. And he started distributing to everyone after Arati. Then Maharaj came out. So that time his name was Bhakti Shirup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. Sir, what are you doing? They said, oh, members of the Ramakrishna Mission offer Boga to Mother Kali, then distribute to everyone. So I thought I'll also give all these things in the temple, follow Dharma Karma. I have a big hotel. What is the use if I cannot feed the sadhus? Then Maharaj, he had him sit down. First he gave him Charanamrit. Then he said, listen, if you cut your own hand, your meat, will you feed others? Why are you killing other animals and feeding their meat to others? Then he started giving many examples from the Puranas that if you want to benefit someone, Then you take their meat off. You give their blood. You give your blood. Hey, but why are you troubling others, disturbing others? And starts being so much harikatha. Starts giving so much atmakyan. That he was changed now. And he threw everything aside. And he started coming to the temple every day. He said, oh, please give me Harinam Diksha. And he started following Ekadashi. Then he became a very intimate disciple of Maharaj. Then he became Maharaj's driver. He'd go preaching with him, cook for him. The sevak was very rare, very rarely found. Maharaj gave him the name Sudarshan Das. Now don't have Kudarshan. Means, now your vision is very auspicious, not inauspicious. And when you see, Maharaj, he saw all the Navadvipvasis are full of these smarters, Babajis. They also tried attacking Prabhupada. So therefore he opened his temple right there in Radha Bazaar, in the midst of all these opposing elements. Then he started going house to house. See, Devananda Gaudiya Math was actually in the forest, outside the city. But their temple was right in the middle of the city, in Radha Bazaar. And then they started preaching, all the people from nearby. They took meat, fish, and started throwing on all the temple devotees. But Maharaj, he wasn't scared. He didn't flinch. So first he opened a homeopathic dispensary. He told a doctor to stay there. So free medicine was distributed, free prasad. He himself would make khichdi, sit in front of the gate. There'd be a big line. And he'd give little khichdi to everyone. Give free homeopathic medicine. And slowly, gradually, he started coming to the temple. Listen to Harikatha, following Ekadashi. Now you see in Navadvip, how much change has come. Now no one is opposing the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And Paramahansa Devi made this Devananda Gaudiya Math, Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. He also made this Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Math. He is also in the forest. Kuluridanga. So say, in Navadvip, amongst all the smarters and Babajis, what did he do? He engaged all these scholars in Tibet, Shastrata. So in our Gaudiya history, he was the first one to write a commentary. The Vedanta Sutra. Previously, Baldeva Dibhushan Prabhu had written in Sanskrit. But before, in Bengali, there was no commentary. And he wrote a commentary, Nisho, Ketha, Kana, Katha, Manduka, Taitriya, Chandogya, Prashna, all these Upanishads. These 11 Upanishads, and he wrote the Rasi Granchan commentary on the Gita. And Bharati Maharaj, he had translated Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu's commentary, and he translated Vishnachari Thakur's commentary. So until then, we didn't have this treasure, because to speak with the smartas, you need to have this very, you need to have this scholarly presentation. Because what is the meaning of the Vedanta Sutra, of the Gita, and of the Upanishads? So this, he gave evidence for each and every aspect of scriptures. And he said, and he established that the essence of all shastras is pure bhakti. When he'd go preaching, he'd never accept defeat. He'd go morning, early in the morning, and then he would not even think what I would eat during the entire day or night. Just go preaching. And Prabhupada saw that he's so enthusiastic. Prabhupada is Antaryami, he knows everything. So previously given this name, Siddha Swarup. When he was preaching, he brought so many people. Prabhupada. See, once the king of Tripura came, very princely state of India. And then he bought a golden glass, golden shoes for Prabhupada. But so many things for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, I don't need this gold, silver, jewels. I need your Atma. This Atma belongs to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, not anyone else. Give me this Atma. Make it full of Prakriti Ras. And by these mundane things, Bhagwan cannot be had. Some respect is shown, but as long as one has not surrendered himself, then this whatever he gives will be tainted with this fault of being the giver, the doer. So say Prabhupada would speak 4 hours continuously Harikatha to this king of Tripura. They say this king was also smoking hookah. So this way this person, he would take his hookah and this hookah would be placed like a little far away from him and there'd be a pipe connected to this hookah and he'd smoke this hookah. The servants, they would place tobacco inside and light it, but he would not smoke in front of Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he told the king, okay king, go smoke your hookah and come. And then I'll again continue speaking my Harikatha. Then he followed his hands. He said, Prabhupada, now is the last time. And he smoked the hookah one last time, then threw everything aside in the Ganga and he came. So never touch this again my entire life. That was preaching. Once he went to Kuch Bihar, Mata Banga. So when she went to Bhiksha, the queen, she arranged many things on a big plate. But then he started chastising her. Are you an atheist? Are you a washerwoman just by washing clothes? Can you make someone something pure? Wash your heart. Just by giving these things, are you offering me proper Bhiksha? Give me this Bhiksha that you'll chant Harinam, engage in Bhagavad Seva, that you'll leave your Anachar, Vyabhichar, this behavior aside, this illicit behavior aside. Then she said, no one's chastised me ever in my life. No one's ever dared to do so. I don't know if you're sadhu or if some near associate of Sri Bhagavan. So Dandi Maharaj said, I've not come to take from you, I've come to give. No, take, engage in Bhagavan's seva. Say that I'll engage in Harinam, chanting Harinam, render Bhagavan's seva. So they say, he started. And then doing kirtan. This way he said, from now we should start doing kirtan. If you've not attained this Atma Gyan, if you don't do Bhagavad Seva, then wasting your life like animals, how will it help you? And he spoke this verse that eating, mating, sleeping, defending is common to all animals. But man has this rational nature. He's a rational being. But he also engages in ahar, nidra, bhayam, aiton, eating, meeting, sleeping, defending. How is it different from the animals? Creation follows these four principles. See, the whole world is running behind these things in this my creation. So then he is also now no different from any animal. What is the use of having this human form of life? He is not striving for this paramartha, atma gyan, bhagavad seva, bhagavad bhajan. So then, from morning to evening, he just explained this one shloka. The queen started crying. She said, oh Maharaj, said, until now, I never thought about this before. That Paramatma, Atma, Bhagavan, or something, or someone different from her. We used to think that Atma Paramatma is within our hearts. So whatever we're eating is going to Paramatma. Paramatma eats something, then it is released as wastage of this body. But Paramatma is nonetheless accepting. Paramatma is giving us fish, meat to eat. But what did I know? The Paramatma, how did I know? I didn't know that Paramatma and the Atma don't eat all these things. So then, for 15 days, Maharaj in this Kuch Bihar Matabanga, he preached, and this queen would come every day to listen. And then in Jagannath Puri, she gave a huge piece of land for that temple. Belonged to the queen, so she gave this piece of land. And she also made a temple in her house. So Maharaj would always say that if you want to do something, do it. Or just chant Haribol and leave. He said, if you're preaching anyhow, you should engage every living entity in the service of Bhagwan. Then you should proceed. You go to the homes of thousands of people. If you catch one person, first deliver that person. Then go proceed to another place. If a Prabhupada would say, he's Siddha Swarup. So how was he? Once for 15 days, I was staying in that temple in Hazrat. There I saw the beginning from 3:30 in the morning, 4 in the morning, they'd bathe, all the brahmacharis, Patilaka and Chandarani, and they'd all come for Mangalarti. And after Mangalarti, they'd all sit for Kirtan together, even their Guruji would sit on the Singhasan, and all the Sevaks would be sitting down. And he was very strict. All the brahmacharis, even if they didn't know anything, still they do kirtan in front of him. One kirtan each. Say, after katha, when the harikatha would be spoken, there'd be a net dividing all the men and women. On the other side, there'd be brahmacharis and sannyasis. On the other side, there'd be the matajis. They couldn't cross this net. Gaurarti, Mangalarti. This net would be there, and he'd stay out. Brahmacharya would be inside, ladies would be standing outside. What would the brahmacharis? See, the 56 items of prasad would be made for Bhagavan, and it would be distributed to people outside. But the brahmacharis would only eat boiled vegetables and rice which has been collected during bhiksha. They would never eat pudi, halwa, makkhan, nothing. Stay there for 15 days. Say the brahmacharis, they would sit afterwards and there'd just be some boiled sabji. And they give them a little salt, 2-3 chilies, and a little rice. Very fat rice. But for Thakurji, there'd be Govinda Bhog, Kheer, Pakode. And the Bhog Thali would be distributed to all the people outside with 3 plates. From Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, Prabhupada, and all this from Mahaprasad being distributed to everyone. But the brahmacharis would need bhiksha rice and the sabji. And they say, if any invitation would come from any temple, and if anyone would go there, if any brahmachari would go anywhere, to any place, then he'd say, oh, no, you go stay there. No, you don't return now. No, go there, no. Have no relationship with me, you are to the temple. And then when you do Hari speak Harikatha, he'd look at all the listeners. So there one old lady would be coming to listen to Harikatha, and then he asked her, why didn't you come yesterday? Then she said, I went to another temple. No, and then he told her, from now you should go there. No, don't come here. If any invitation would be going, then the brahmachari should go with someone else. Or else, he could not go alone from one temple to another. And he said, if you go anywhere, if you heard something from others, then your shraddha towards Guru, Vaishnavas, towards Mandir Seva will be lost. Now it will not return. Therefore, you go now. You become a householder and do some business and you go. That temple. How was he? The Mandir temple was spotlessly clean. See, in all the temples, there's a garden on the roof. So there'd be flowers blowing from all different seasons, and these flowers would be picked. And then there'd be garlands made. Then this way. See, there's a big flower market in Kolkata, Calcutta. And then we send all these flowers from Calcutta to Jagannath Puri in the flight. Kirchara Gopinath, see this chandan is applied to him. And Siddhanti Maharaj, he would send so much chandan there. He sent so many clothes to Jagannathji for chandan yatra for these 21 days. 21 kinds of clothes would be sent. But how much difficulty the Brahmacharya has to experience still, this life is, seva is life. So once I went to see Maharaj in Jagannath Puri during the last stage of his life. There was one Mutton Puri, Navadip, Kolkata. There was one Mutton in Vrindavan, but he gave that temple to Chaitanya Math. Now they have another temple behind Radhavallam. Chaitanya Math had two, so then some years before they gave that one temple. And they gave it to disciples because Maharaj had already passed away. And disciples are also so much mamta for the seva. The life is seva. This way, if anyone would leave the Bhagavad Bhajan, Bhagavad Seva, would they go wander here? No, they're not possible. So then I went and saw that during the evening, Maharaj had a heavy body, so he was sitting on an easy chair for 2 hours. I was standing, I was saying, close his eyes. He would be folding his hands and he'd be praying. That now I'm in Jagannath Puri, the temple there. I'm near Mahaprabhu's path beat with the imprints of his lotus feet are present. I'm offering my Shastang Dandu Pranam, so offering Pushpanjali Chandan Tulsi at Jagannath's lotus feet. And I'm going to Gambira with the Pakutara Gopinath Haridastakur Samadhi. So it goes all in places and offer pranams. So it offer Tulsi, Chandan, flower gardens, so many things. And then go to Kshetra Mandal, Gauda Mandal, Vraj Mandal. So 2-3 hours he performs Tavastatis. Pray with so many shlokas. The sevaks would be fanning him. Sometimes he would be weeping so much, body would be sweating. And the sevaks, they knew everything, how he was experiencing these intense pangs of separation. And then they say, during Mangalati, Maharaj would go to all these different tirthas which had been visited by Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu. So I went and I saw, then I realized, as such mamata, take the name of every Vaishnava. All the Dadas, Gopalashtakas, Choshatiman, Sat Goswami. Until now, all the names of the Vaishnavas he take. Which are class minister of teeth in his teeth, should invite every Vaishnava and offer pranams, stalstutis. We can say many things, but we cannot bring it into practice. I saw how Maharaj was, how he would offer stalstuti. There's always sevaks, sir. If any grihasthi, anyone would come. So the life was the service. When he'd give sannyas to anyone, he'd make them promise first. And now that you take sannyas, you leave everything, then from now, you have this responsibility. What is that? First, you have to clean all the latrine bathrooms, wash all pots. And you should distribute Mahaprasad. You should cook now for everyone gone Bhiksha. 24 hours and 1 minute should not be spared for anyone else. Sannyas means now I am bound by my promise, by my vow that I have surrendered to Bhagavan. Now you surrender to Bhagavan. That, oh, I'll be sleeping whole day. I'll be eating and engaging in gossip. You should do Harikirtan the whole time or do Seva. You see, the temple is decorated on all four sides by pictures of Mahaprabhu Leela, Krishna Leela, Ram Leela, Dashavatar. Anyone who comes, then the Seva will go, and he'll describe, this is Ram Leela. There's like one mural there. So he'd say, what is called Leela here? Every brahmachari will speak on these Leelas to every visitor. So 2 hours would be spent in listening and describing these Leelas. And then give them Mahaprasad, Charanamrita, Tulsi. Then they'd say, if you can please give something, service of the temple. And if you see, if any brahmachari has spent 2 hours of time spoken Harikatha and given Mahaprasad, then you can see how his mind would have melted, saying he's done so much for me. When I was 8 or 9 years of age, so then once I went with my father to this Radha Bazaar temple, we had a bath in the Ganga and we came here. And I saw the temple. Krishna is so beautiful. Mahaprabhu, Radharani, all these Leelas. And after having darshan all these places, that time my father gave 1 rupee donation. 1 rupee at that time was big. Then we honored this Mahaprasad. This Mahaprasad was so delicious. All the Gaudiya Mats. Oh, they have Mahaprasad, but as long as one has not tested Siddhanti Maharaj Mahaprasad, then he will never realize what kind of Mahaprasad is. So if you go to Radha Bazaar, Puri, Kolkata, any of these temples, even now, see, 10 days, 20 days before, people, they make a booking. Means now, please, I'll honor Mahaprasad in your temple. Now I'm ready, now they charge a little. They bill little of everything. In this way, the royal temple is maintained in this way by Mahaprasad. People are so hungry for this Mahaprasad. And one who eats this Mahaprasad once, he'll never eat non-veg again his entire life. Because the delicious Mahaprasad is so delicious, fragrant. Because they have this Mamata, Preeti. And it doesn't have this Mamata, saying, oh, this dal, chawal, shak, sabji, no one even touched that Mahaprasad. In this way, that you see, just for like one little fragment of Mahaprasad, morsel of Mahaprasad, there's a huge line there in the temple, huge queue. Even now, during Holi, from Devananda Gaudiya Math to Paramtala, people are standing in line from morning for little Kishidi. They bring their pots, little vessels, bring their bowls. They say, they say this Mahaprasad. But in other places, you see, they make so much Kishidi, but who is taking? If you're really cooking for Bhagawan with love, and you're offering something, and this Bhagavad Prasad is distributed, and people will have realization, this Bhagavad Prasad has this potency. So Maharaj had this rule, and when he would sit for Harikatha, he'd speak very strong Harikatha. Kirtan, then it's speak Harikatha. Very easy to comprehend language. And if there be any festival, he'd make Param Gurudev Savapati. And after Param Gurudev disappeared, then Siddhanti Maharaj himself came. And he arranged for the Samadhi ceremony of Srila Param Gurudev. And then made sure this will was written. So he made the Acharya, then he made the legal framework of Sri Gaudiya Dhan Samiti. And before he left, even there was no problem to be seen in the temple, nothing. Even now in his temple, you see, there has been no problem whatsoever, even now. It will never happen in the future also. Because as long as Atmakyan is not present, then person, he'll be wandering in the street like a madman. But if one has that Atmagyan, then why should he quarrel for the mundane things of this world? Maharaj would explain one shloka, that material wealth is a cause of, you see, if you give a bone to a dog, then it will take that bone away and there will be 10 other dogs following it. And when throw that piece of bone away, then stands aside, then another dog will take it away. And then this way all the dogs are fighting for the dry bone. dry piece of bronze. If you are always hankering for things of this world, then people always trouble you. But if you leave everything aside, then who will trouble you? Who will disturb you? So why should we die for these mundane things? Therefore, Bhagavatam Sukhdev Goswami said, see, there's only one reason for the downfall. For the downfall of the Atma. What is that? When one wants to collect wealth, then this quality of collecting wealth, you see, then all the qualities of Kali will enter there. If you don't have anything, who will disturb you? You see, if a dog is just keeping its tail between its legs and standing on the side, then no one disturb the dog. They only disturb the dog which has that bone in its mouth. See, if a person has a family, a house, see, sometimes even when the family members trouble each other so much. So this is the reason for the Satna Vrityu. So Maharaj would say, don't focus on these things. Focus on the Gita. Read the Gita. Therefore, he published 3 volumes of the Bhagavad Gita. The Rasik Ranjan commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then he published 5 volumes of the Vedanta Sutra. Also published the Sandesh of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I'm thinking, in this Damodar Mass, after this Damodar Ashram is going to finish, I'm going to read this Uddhav Sandesh that Maharaj has written. This Uddhav Sandesh is very elevated. We hear that Uddhav came from Dwaraka to Braj, but Krishna, we have no clue the message that he gave to Uddhav, to give to the Vrajavasis, Vrajadevis. We have no clue how he reached Braj. In the Bhagavatam, little is mentioned that Uddhava came. Krishna told him, oh gentle Uddhava, go to Braj. But Maharaj, with so much Praman, he has explained this Uddhava Sandesh. It's a very nice, large book, voluminous book. They say, all his bhavs have been given in these books. When we came to the temple, then Gurudev, he made us read this Bhagavad Gita that Siddhanti Maharaj had published, the commentary of Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Devushan. I saw how, you see, there are 108 tikas, commentaries on the Bhagavad. In our Mathura temple, we had all the 108 commentaries. So Maharaj is just his specialty of every acharya. So these commentaries have so much rasa inside them. Not that there's only this, everything is only nirakar, shunya, mayavad, no. So see, all this bhakti rasa is being distributed. And then he said there are so many kinds. And then Gurudev gave an example. See, some flowers are becoming white, some flowers are becoming red, fragrant, they're blooming. We only take these flowers, but we cannot take the honey from every flower. And what does the bumblebee do? Takes the honey from the flower, not the flower itself, but we pick the flowers. And this honey is also not poisonous. Some flowers actually wilt away, but the honey remains in every flower. Sweetness. And the sweetness, this honey, benefits everyone. And they say the essence of all the shastras can only be collected by the sadhus. They can only distribute. This is this Madhur Ras. So Maharaj, he would speak Charikatha, very profound voice, even though he listened to his cassettes. In our Odisha, you see, there was Gauravinda Maharaj. He also, when he'd speak Harikatha, sometimes he'd weep, sometimes he'd shout loudly, like there was a thunderbolt in the sky, seeing the clouds would burst. And Siddhanti Maharaj, he didn't even have a speaker. There was only one dictaphone, gramophone. No speaker. There was, but even without any mic, he'd speak Harikatha so loudly. He had that voice and capacity to speak. So therefore, today is the Aruvavtithi of Maharaj, this month of Kartik. Today is Panchami. seen this month, Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj had appeared, and so many other disciples of Prabhupada. In this month, they have either appeared or disappeared. We only followed like two or three. There's so many other deities also. But every day, either they're appearing or disappearing. Then we think of why we left Damodar Leela and speaking about devotees. Will Damodar not be upset? You see, Damodar is always surrounded by his associates. He's not different, separate from them. If you leave his devotees aside, then how can you properly respect him? King is only a king if citizens are present. If there are no citizens, then how is he a king? Without his bhaktas, without his entourage, who is Bhagwan? Only when there's the bhaktas, there's Bhagwan. Only when there's Bhagwan, there's bhaktas. So in the parikars, there's Bhagwan present personally. For glorifying the Vaishnavas, most beneficial auspices for everyone. Comes from tomorrow. Now Gopastami is coming, Panchami. So 6th and 7th, we have 2 days, then Gopastami. And then there's Akshaya Navami. And then after Akshaya Navami, then Akrura is going. Today Krishna from Braj to Mathura. He reached on Akshaya Navami and Dashami bought Krishna. And then on Dashami, Krishna killed Kamsa. And on Ekadashi, he did Parikrama. Of the teen ones, teen forests, is Garuda going to Vrindavan, Mathura. It's one festival after another.